It was nothing less than a mutual attraction, tugging at the invisible clouds of mostly hydrogen. There is no need to rush. The attraction couldn't be denied. Call it gravity or destiny, the smushing, smashing, and mushing was inevitable. Synergy? Bigger than that. Fusion at the core level of an atom. Hydrogen into helium. Pure energy ignited. A star was born.
The land along the meandering creek teemed with life. Squirrels, raccoons, red foxes, deer, toads, frogs, snakes, an assortment of insects, birds, rabbits, voles, and mice scampered, perched, nestled, burrowed, and browsed this area. The barred owl glided above the tree lines, listening for a rodent or a vole. His silent flight went undetected by potential prey along the creek. He was well sated from a night filled with hunting, so anything he captured now would be taken to his nest for later. The owl and his mate had called this narrow 250 acres of wooded area along the creek their territory for several years. They raised their young here, and all the barred owls in this part of West Ames were related to the pair. As the sun was just starting to light the morning winter sky, the owl heard two more creatures who called the barred owl's territory their home, a human and her dog. They offered no threat to the majestic bird, for the owl was his own security system, using his keen hearing to monitor the area for his one predator, the great horned owl. The barred owl stealthily settled in the tree just beyond the human's fenced yard. This is Curious Planet. I'm Jacqueline Comito. In the first season of the podcast, I challenged myself to express gratitude with the barred owl who frequents my backyard in an effort to become a better, more connected person. I'm grateful for the owl's cooperation. This episode is my representation of what happened. Look, Leonardo, there's a barred owl. The 10-month-old Leonardo cocked his head at the human before running along the perimeter of the fence. "Mr. Owl, I committed to doing this gratitude challenge with a barred owl," the human sighed and mumbled to herself. "I've done stupider things. Here goes. I am grateful that it isn't too cold this February, so I can sit outside with my puppy. I am grateful for seeing you. For Iowa State winning the basketball game last night. I'm grateful for, three will have to do." The human opened the notebook she had carried into the yard and looked at the owl in anticipation. The owl circled his head to look toward the creek. A squirrel started clicking at the puppy, and the cardinals were scratching at the bird feeder. "I will just write down that you are grateful that you can do that poltergeist thing with your head," as she scribbled in the notebook. The owl flew away unnoticed.
The new star burned and burned and burned, mashing more atoms so that eventually elements like carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, silicon, iron, gold, silver, and platinum were formed. Gravity held it all tight.
Every morning over a few months, the human uttered words of gratitude while the dog did what dogs do, chased birds and jumped after squirrels, peed in the yard, peed often in the yard. I am grateful for mild weather, that my hand healed from surgery, for lamb stew, a basement where I can start tomato and pepper plants, wind that makes young plants strong, for a dog who likes to travel, for plenty of resources, blooming trees, for Gerber daisies, for tart cherries. The human was out there most days, speaking her gratitude to the owl. Her list marked the passing of one season to the next. What started as 4 or 5 points of gratitude a day became 1 or 2. Some days, the human saw the owl. Every day, the owl heard the human. The human kept talking. The owl kept listening. The human felt connected to nothing. The owl felt connected to everything.
A star can only burn so long with such intensity, maybe a billion years, before it uses up its fuel. This massive star finally burst in a colossal explosion, and Stardust was blasted into space. Stardust, a magical cocktail of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, silicon, iron, gold, silver, platinum, and pinches of all the other elements. Floating, swirling, a twinkle in the universe's eye. Gravity took over again, pulling the stardust into coalescence, transforming it until the Earth was formed.
The barred owl heard the human and the dog leave their home on the hot summer night as the temperature dropped slightly from the dark. The owl had just started its night of hunting, standing on a fire hydrant to capture a nearby mouse. In stillness, the owl perched 3 feet off the ground. The human stopped when she saw the owl. It was the closest either had been to each other. The dog didn't want to stop, so the human tugged on the leash to draw him close. Something pulled the human to want to get closer, and she inched forward until she was 10 feet away. The human saw herself in the owl's large brown eyes despite the darkness. The owl flew away soundlessly. "Well, Leonardo," the human said to her dog, "I am grateful for that." They walked on, the human reflective, the dog absorbed in tracking the scents of the evening.
We are what comes after a star's final exhale, stardust. The essence of the universe in every bit of earthly DNA. The form the universe was taking in this moment. The quantum theory of entanglement asserts that 2 subatomic particles can be intimately linked to each other even if separated by billions of light years of space.
The human was sitting on her gray wicker chair with her feet up on a makeshift footstool, drinking her morning coffee in the backyard. The dog was chasing down a chipmunk. The house finches chirped at one another as they flew to and from the bird feeder. The breeze rustled the midsummer green leaves of the maple trees and the slightly tall unmowed grass. The tomatoes were ripening. The owl appeared on the fence and looked at the human a few yards away. The human took a breath and slowly exhaled. Gratitude begins when the words end.